And he is. The elevator doors opened, and Stacy took a step back. The elevator walls were clear, and a hall door opening into vacuum brought back her naval training. A hand slapped against her hip, searching for a phantom helmet and air supply. The smear of the Milky Way led into the gas giant, the binary stars of the system's primaries blazing above the galaxy's backbone.
Get used to this.
Pallon stepped into the elevator, and Stacy took a tentative step onto a wide disk.
Old habits,
she said, looking back and around the hull of the massive space station. Steel blue metal stretched out for miles, and two pillars tipped with minarets marked the edge. She tried to work out the station's size several times, but each time she tried to estimate the circumference, her math was wildly different, almost like the station changed itself to keep her from learning too much. And she was certain the size and color of the system's primaries had changed since her arrival less than a week ago. She reached out and touched an invisible wall, and the elevator moved along the hall without any sense of inertia. She widened her stance and crouched slightly. Pallon laughed.
The exterior lines are always a treat, he said.
Not if I throw up on you.
Stacy brushed her hands over her jumpsuit. Fashion had no meaning when everyone else saw you as a hologram of their own species. She'd opted to dress casual.
I was never one for wild rides like this. You've been to the Silent Quarter before?
My mentor spent some time there,
Pallon said. Perhaps you can introduce me. I'm sure he has some funny stories about you that will make me feel less awkward everywhere I go, she said.
He's no longer here.
Oh, I'm an idiot, aren't I? A real diplomat would know better than to say something like that. Why I'm on Bastion instead of someone trained to keep their foot out of their mouth is still a mystery to me. I know, Grandfather. Babbling. Now I'm babbling. A door opened against the hull and Stacy jumped back. A narrow hallway led to a small opening and another door.
This takes some getting used to,
Pallon said as he held up a hand for Stacy to exit first. She rushed out, relieved when her feet touched the solid, comforting floor. At the end of the hall was a small vestibule and a bench. Pallon hesitated in the elevator.
What's wrong?
She asked.
I thought I could wait for you, but I don't want to go in there, he said. Memories and implications.
He looked up and continued to speak, but Stacy couldn't hear what he was saying. The elevator doors slid shut.
Okay, then, Stacy said. Now what?
She waved a palm over a sensor, and nothing happened. A moment later, the doors opened, and a caretaker droid stood before. Its limbs were pipes as thick as a finger, and its face a shovel with a screen mimicking human features.
Chuck? Haven't seen you since I first arrived, she said.
Designations are irrelevant, the droid said. Follow me and do not speak to the other residents.
The shovel face twisted around, and the droid led her through a circular room with rows of crystalline trees radiating out from a Ka-Resh probe in the center. The probe was a sliver of glass emanating gentle light. Ambassadors sat on benches around the room, some conversing with each other, more than one sitting quietly and staring into the probe. Stacy passed by a disheveled woman who was wiping tears from her eyes. Stacy smiled and gave her a small wave, but the woman didn't acknowledge her.
Why is there a probe here?
She asked the droid.
For the disassociated to return home.
But aren't they all...
It will be their final translation from Bastion, your appointment.
The droid stopped at a set of very tall double doors and one half slid back into the wall. The room beyond was completely dark.
Did they not pay the power bill?
Stacy asked, looking over the threshold. Not even the ambient light from the chamber cast into the other room.
Privacy screens are in effect. You are scheduled to return to Earth in the next 4 hours. Hurry,
the droid said.
Busy, busy,
she said as she touched a foot onto the dark floor and stepped inside. The room snapped into existence, a laboratory filled with holostations of spinning DNA strands and men and women standing with their limbs locked in Vitruvian pose. The stations were all much too large, and the edge of a table she could see was just below her head level.
What do I...
She turned around, but the door was gone.
No way this can go wrong.
Stacy went into the room and saw that screens on the lab stations displayed swirling circles of alien text. On the table was a book the size of her torso, with another of the moving circles.